Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity boys basketball game. We are at Tipton High School. Tonight's game features the McConaughey Braves and the Tipton Blue Devils. And you're listening to PutMeInSports.com. Over in front of the scores bench, they're having a powwow right now, no pun intended. But the officials are talking to the captains, and they're going to break up right now. They're going to give knuckles to one another. Got the speech from the officials. Going to be three of them. First game I'll mention, McConaughey decisively got the win over Tipton in the JV contest. We'll let you know a little bit about Tipton Tribune. The Tipton Tribune, that's Michelle Garman. Michelle Garman, you can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook. And on Twitter, it's at Michelle, that's two L's, underscore Garman. At Michelle underscore Garmon, G-A-R-M-O-N, for updates on area games and matches. Let's learn a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard, the McConaughey Braves. This gym size back home, 3,485. That's just a little bit more than here at Tipton. We'll get to McConaughey school enrollment. 636. They're Class 3A, Sectional 20. There are seven in their sectional. Their sectional will be played at McConaughey High School. In their sectional is Western, the Western Panthers, West Lafayette Red Devils, Benton Central Bison, the Peru Tigers, McConaughey Braves, Northwestern Tigers, and the Twin Lakes Indians. The principal at McConaughey High School is Justin Myers. The athletic director is Tennessee Stouffer. The athletic secretary, she was most instrumental for putting me in sports. We are thankful. The athletic secretary is Kathy Green. We'll mention McConaughey High School is located at 256 East 800 South. That's Bunker Hill, Indiana, 46914. You can reach them by telephone, 765-689-9131. On the web, it's Mac Braves, that's M-A-C, Braves, plural.com. They wear the colors Columbia Blue, and they're wearing Columbia Blue here tonight, the full uniform. Blue Devils are going to wear all white for the home game in basketball. They wear Columbia blue, red, and white. They participate in the Three Rivers Conference. There are 10 teams in the Three Rivers Conference. First in the making right there is McConaughey. They're at number one. They're 1-0 in the Three Rivers Conference. They're 1-1 overall. Peru Tigers get to play a game in the conference. They're 3-0. Tippecanoe Valley, no games yet in the conference. They're 2-1. North Miami, no games yet. They're 1-1 overall. Northfield, no games yet. They're 2-2. Rochester, the Zebras, no games yet. They're 2-2. Whitco, they're 2-2. Manchester, they're 1-2. Southwood, they're 0-2. In Wabash, they're 0-1 in the conference. They're 2-3 overall. McConaughey Braves are 1-1 on the season. They're 1-0 in the Three Rivers Conference. Offensively per game, they average 64 points. Offensively per game, they give up 64.5. The head coach of McConaughey Braves is Tim Maven. Tim Maven, 77 wins, 87 losses. He's working in year number 8 at McConaughey. Next game on the agenda after tonight for McConaughey Braves That'll be this Friday night, the 17th. McConaughey Braves will travel to the Northwestern Tigers. There'll be a 6 o'clock and a 7:30 varsity game. Let's talk about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils capacity right here, 3,050. The school enrollment, 505. There's Class 2A, Sectional 39. There are 6 in their sectional. Their sectional will be played right here at Tipton High School. In their sectional is Tipton, Blackford, Eastbrook, Madison Grant, Taylor, and Sheridan. The principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernum. And the athletic trainer for the Blue Devils is Dirk Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by telephone 765-675-7431. On the web, you can reach them at TiptonAthletics.com. On Twitter, at Tipton, D as in basketball, Devils. Again, that's at Tipton D Devils. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. The Hoosier Conference has an East and a West Division. In the East Division, at the top is Western. They're 2-0 in the East. They're 3-2 overall. Hamilton Heights is second place. They're 1-0 in the East. They're 1-3 overall. Tipton Blue Devils, they're 0-1 in the East Division. They're 3-1 overall. Lewis Cass Kings, they're 0-1 in the East. They're 3-2 overall. And the Northwestern Tigers, they're 0-1 in the East. They are 3-2 overall. In the West Division of the Hoosier Conference, they have not played a division game as of yet. We'll give you their overall records. At the top, it's Benton Central. They're 4-1. Central Catholic Knights, they're 3-2. Twin Lakes Indians, they're 3-2. West Lafayette, the Red Devils are 2-3. And the Rensselaer Central Bombers are 1-4. The Blue Devils, as mentioned, they're 3-1 on the season. They're 0-1 in the East Division. They lost their last outing to Western. Understand Western, a pretty good ball team. We'll mention offensively, the Blue Devils score an average of 67 points per game. They give up an average defensively of 51 points per game. The head coach of the Tipton Blue Devils is Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins working in year number 3 at Tipton High School. He's 32 wins, 20 losses. Overall, Coach Cliff Hawkins, a 41-year coach, 41 years in the making this year. Overall, he's 529 wins, 379 losses. That's quite a record. Next on the agenda for the Blue Devils, they'll play this Friday night. They'll play right here. Lewis Cass Kings will visit Tipton Blue Devils. PutneyInSports.com will be here. There are some games tonight, not many. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference game night. Just 2 games tonight on Tuesday, December 14th. An 8 o'clock kiss for the varsity at Hanover Central at Rensselaer Central. And the second game is right here, 7:30 start. McConaughey at Tipton. In the Three Rivers Conference, game night tonight, there are 3 games in the Three Rivers. Tonight on December 14th, a Tuesday, 7:30 start, McConaughey here at Tipton. 7:30 start, North Miami at Lakeland Christian. And a 7:45 start, Peru at Tippecanoe Valley. That's Tuesday night boys basketball at the varsity level. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Tipton Blue Devils Basketball 2021-22. Broadcast support, they are Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero, the Blue Devil Boilermaker, he's local, Fritz Auto Sales and Service, he's in Fishers and Noblesville, Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, AGM Auto LLC, they're in Arcadia, and Indiana Express Rentals at South 8th Street in Noblesville. Put me in sports.com. Varsity basketball being brought to you by those patrons. We thank you for sponsoring Tipton Basketball. The clock has emptied out. They're getting ready for the national anthem. Going to be performed by the Tipton Tech Band. They're on the stage right here at the north end of the gym. Everybody's going to stand, we'll stand at attention, we'll set this down. That's the national anthem. That's our national anthem, performed live by the Tipton Tech Band. Let's meet the starting lineups. But first, let's meet the non-starters for the McConaughey Braves. Non-starters tonight, we're in number 5, Zach Sparks. He's a junior. Number 20, Brennan Bailey. He's a senior. Number 22, Jackson Collins. He's a junior. Number 33, Mason Barnes. He's a senior. Number 35, Hayden Thompson, a senior. The starting lineup for the Braves. Number 3, Bauer Maple. He's a 5'10 junior. Number 11, Braden Betchner. He's a 6-foot senior. Number 14, Hayden Maven. He's a 6'2" senior. Number 23 is Trace Armstrong. He's a 6'3 junior. Number 25, he's a 6'4 freshman. That's Josiah Ball. The head coach is Jim Maven. Now for the Blue Devils, the non-starters. Number 2, Maverick Conaway, he's a junior. Number 4, Gavin Hare, he's a sophomore. Number 5, Clark Rodeball, he's a junior. Number 20, Connor Hassong, he's a good golfer, and he's a junior. Number 23, Aiden Cole, he is a senior. Now the starting lineup for the Blue Devils. Number 3, Grady Carpenter, he's a 6'4" freshman. Number 11, Nolan Swan, he's a 6-foot sophomore. Number 21, that's Nate Powell, he's a 6'4 senior. Number 22, Jackson Money, he's a 5'11 sophomore. And number 33, that's Sam Ridgway, he's a 6'8" senior. The head coach of the Blue Devils is Cliff Hawkins. Blue Devils are 3-1 on the season. McConaughey Braves at 1-1. Probably looking for a good ball game here tonight. They're introducing the starting lineups right now for the Blue Devils. Nate Powell getting introduced right now. Nate Powell on the season, he's averaging 21.8 points per game. That's in 4 outings. He's averaging 13.3 rebounds per game. Sam Ridgway getting introduced right there, 4.8 rebounds per game. 5.3 scoring. And they're going to huddle up right there, the Blue Devils, all 5 of them. Getting ready to start the basketball game, 7:33 on the wristwatch. It's Tuesday evening at Tipton High School. Jumping up for McConaughey, going to be number 25, Josiah Ball. He's a freshman, 6'4", jumping up against him. Senior, number 33, Sam Ridgway at 6'8". Getting ready to toss it up. Here we go. Toss is good. Tip to the backcourt, picked up by the Blue Devils. That's number 3, Grady Carpenter. They cross the timeline and work it right side by the scores bench. They'll take it inside to foul. He'll bounce a couple times. He'll back his way down and go off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Ridgway. Ridgway trying to outlet back out top. Throws the ball away. Going to give the ball back to McConquall. They'll bring it in front of their own bench. Going to be brought in right now from number 11, Braden Becker. Braden Becker gets it in, number 3. That's Bauer Maple. He'll take the point. Picking him up out of the three-point lane right there is Nolan Swan. They'll dish the ball back around. Free throw line, he'll drive in off the glass. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 14, Hayden Maven. Back the other direction. He's wide open. That's Nate Powell. Might have been a foul, no foul called. Nate Powell got the bucket off the glass. It's 2-0. Blue Devils in front. Going to work it back around the perimeter. Front court for McConaughey. Outside, so he's able to work it right side behind the arc. 14, Hayden Maven. He'll dish off, elbow right side. Going to be a loose pass. Going to be intercepted. Going to be picked off there by Nolan Swan. He'll pick his dribble up outside the arc. Straight away, he'll dish it in to Nate Powell. Inside out play, 3-point shot, good. Number 3, Grady Carpenter. 3-point land, credit the assist to Nate Powell. The 5-0 contest. Trying to pass it inside, going to be deflected. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by McConaughey. Going to be brought in front of the Blue Devils bench by Nolan Swan. Grady Carpenter on the slow dribble, crossing the timeline. He'll pick the dribble up. He'll go left side. They go baseline. He'll go off the glass. He had a wide open area. He took it to the hoop. Took it to the hoop hard. And McConaughey is going to step over the inbound line, trying to inbound the basketball after the made basket by Carpenter. 7-0 contest. Blue Devils going to bring it in. Their own baseline, left of the bucket. High evolution right there, getting into Jackson Money. He couldn't get the alley-oop. Lost the handle. Did Ridgway. Let's go back the other direction with McConaughey. Spin move. Reverse layup. Wouldn't go. That was Hayden Mason. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Sam Ridgway. To the front court. Grady Carpenter on the move. He'll take it inside. Nate Powell off the glass. 2-point bucket for Powell. The 9-0 contest timeout. 30-second timeout. Called by McConaughey, it's a 9-0 early start for the Blue Devils. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Jean's Auto Parts. Jean's Auto Parts, that's Carquest Auto Parts. They're at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right here at Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero. And they're here to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. 317-984-4931, a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Going to bring it in from the backcourt on the dribble. Number 3, Bauer Maple, crossing the timeline. They work the right side here. Use the screen right there from Trace Armstrong. Take it to the corner. He'll bring it back out. Braden Becker to the corner. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Bauer Maple. Wouldn't go. Ball's going to deflect. Go out of bounds. They're going to say it's last touch by the Blue Devils. Going to be brought in by McConaughey. The Braves right of the basket on their own baseline. Works it down low. Gets the ball back out. Tipped away. Going to be stolen by Jackson Money. Money across the timeline. He'll take it in the paint and kick it outside. Nolan Swan for 3. Got it. Right corner baseline. Nolan Swan, 3-point bucket. It's 12-0. Blue Devils in front. Behind the arc, they're working the basketball. Crossover, Braden Becker. To the corner. 3-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. And Hayden Maven, back the other direction. Blue Devils on the drive. Nolan Swan, spin move in the paint. They kick it back outside. Jackson Money spins it around. 3-point shot good for the freshman, Grady Carpenter. 15-0 advantage. It's about the opposite as the JV game. It's pretty close. Working it out south. Three-point shot. McConaughey rims off. Wouldn't go. Braden Betzer with the shot. Over to the front court. The dish it down low. Sam Ridgway. Reverse layup. Got the bucket. Ridgway with a good pass from Jackson Money. 17-0. Baseline drive. Going to keep it to the corner. Off the hands of Josiah Ball. Goes out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. Tipton going to bring it in from the side court. Near the 84 feet away. Probably about 82. Brought in by Nolan Swan. He'll get it to the point guard. Grady Carpenter. Going to trot across the 10-second line. Pick up a screen from Sam Ridgway. He'll keep the dribble alive. He'll put it into Ridgway. He'll pitch it back to Nate Powell. Two-point bucket in the paint for Powell. 19-0 advantage for the Blue Devils. 4:23 on the game clock. Going to be a turnover committed by McConaughey. Gibson's going to get the ball. They're going to bring it 84 feet. It's going to be inbound by Nolan Swan into Grady Carpenter. He'll take a walk-pace dribble to the sideline. He'll be picked up right there by 14, Hayden Maben. So we're going to free throw line. Shot on the way. Wouldn't go for Sam Ridgway. Time for the rebound there. Kind of reached over. Nate Powell is going to pick up the first foul in the ball game. Powell has one. Team has one. McConaughey yet to commit a foul. 4:10 left. We're in the first quarter. Tipton High School on a Tuesday night. Working the elbow. Left side. Josiah Ball. He'll dish it back out. Touches the hands of Bauer Maple. Back pedal dribble with the basketball. Braden Betzer. Crossover in the paint. From the rim around. Shot for Joe. Shot taken by Braden Betzer. Rebound. Nate Powell. Dishes it ahead to Nolan Swan. In the paint. He'll go down low. He'll dish it off. Sam Ridgway. Opposite side of the goal. He'll put it in again. 21-0. McConaughey going to call a 60-second timeout. Say what, those Indiana Pacers last Friday night, the 10th, they got a win versus the Mavericks, 106-93. That makes the Pacers' record 12-16 on this young season. And last night, they fell. The Pacers fell to the Warriors, 102-100. Pacers' current record, 12-17. Tomorrow night, December 15th, the Indiana Pacers will be at the Milwaukee Bucks. That game will start at 8 p.m. We thank you for listening to PutneyInSports.com. Beginning in 2008, PutneyInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter right here with the Blue Devils. And baseball each spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports. And we thank you for listening to PutneyInSports.com. Ball brought in from the backcourt. Brought in by Josiah Ball. Out top, bring the ball across the timeline. Maple. Maple going to get the ball right there. Left elbow extended. Going to dish off right there to Maven. He'll dive right in. Baseline. He'll go off the glass. Two-point bucket right there for Hayden Maven. Hayden Maven averaging 20 points per game. That's in two outings. That's a pretty good total. Going to be a steal in the front court. Swan gives the ball up. And we're going to see the front court brought up there by Braden Beckner. He'll dish it off. Elbow. Right side, wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Josiah Ball. Rebound, number 33, Sam Ridgway. To the front court. Carpenter. Bit of high dribble, kept the hand on top of it. Inside the arc, two-point shot, good. Jackson Money. Jackson Money on the season, he's averaging 9.5. He got 22 in his first outing versus Tri-Central. 23-2. Two-point shot from the free throw line. Credit the bucket. Hayden Maven. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Nolan Swan. They're working left side. Jackson Money. Going to reach in on the pass. Going to steal it going off the glass. Coast to coast. Credit the bucket and the steal. Hayden Maven. He's got all three buckets. It's 23-6. 2:12 left here in the first quarter. Crossing the timeline. Carpenter works to the left side behind the arc to Nolan Swan. They're working against Braden Bester right there. Dish it down low to Nate Powell. Couldn't get his shot to fall. Got the board. Dish it back out. Shot when you go for Carpenter. Another rebound by the Blue Devils. Straight up for a dunk. Couldn't get it. Going to be a foul called. Right there in traffic, Sam Ridgway went straight up. 2 foot jump. Ejected the rim. Ball didn't fall in. He's going to get two at the free throw line. They're going to whistle this foul on McConaughey. It's going to be whistle on number 3, Bauer Maple. First shot would go for Sam Ridgway. Taking the breather for the Blue Devils is number 3, Carpenter. In the ball game is Aiden Toll, senior, wears number 23. Also in the ball game for the Blue Devils, number 20, Connor Hassan. Second shot good for Ridgway. He's now 4-for-7 on the season from the stripe. 24-6 contest. We're in the first quarter. Baseline drive. Goes straight up and got the bucket. Credit the bucket, Braden Bessner. Bessner on the season in 2 ball games, he's averaging 19 points per game. Crossover dribble in the paint. Noah Swan got tipped away and stolen. Picked up there by Bauer Maple to the front court with the basketball. Number 11, Braden Bessner. To the corner. He'll drive baseline. It'll be a bump foul. Hassan going to pick up his first foul. He just got in the ballgame. He's trying to guard that baseline. A little bit of a bump foul right there. Hassan has one. Team foul number 2 for the Blue Devils. McConaughey was just 1. Sam Ridgway going to take a breather, extended quarter breather. Back in the game is number 3, Grady Carpenter. McConaughey brings it in. Get the ball back behind the arc. That's Braden Bessner. Outstop again to Josiah Ball. He'll drive the lane and kick it back out. On the drive once again, Bauer Maple. He'll dish it back in. Right here, Trace Armstrong. Inside out play. 3-point shot wouldn't go for Maple. Rebound putback wouldn't go. That's Josiah Ball. He's going to go to the foul stripe. He's going to get fouled in the act of shooting. We got a sub going to check in next available moment for McConaughey. He's going to sub in for the shooter. Should he make the second one? So he'll eye and fly the first one. Josiah Ball got the first. 56-24. In the ball game for the Blue Devils, number 2, Maverick Conaway. He's a 6'1 junior. Nate Powell going to take a breather. Sam Ridgway back in the ball game. Entering the ball game first time tonight, number 20, Brennan Bailey. Brennan Bailey is a senior. He's 5'9". So the Blue Devils on the lane for them to McConaughey Braves. Josiah Ball, second shot, also good. 24-10, we're under a minute. 50 seconds left here in the first quarter. On the dribble, Carpenter working against him is Hayden Maben. To the corner, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Counter Hassan. A little bit over the bucket right there. And yes, I was told before the ball game, Counter Hassan, pretty good golfer. That's a pretty good compliment from the golf coach. Going across the timeline on the dribble. He's going to drive the lane. Had an open lane, and he took it. Bauer Maple for 2. 24-12, 32 seconds left. First quarter crossing the timeline with the basketball is Grady Carpenter. He'll dish it left side. That's Maverick Conaway. Going to be bumped through, tipped out of bounds by McConaughey Brave. Going to be brought in by Connor Hassan. Looking to get it in, looking, still looking. We're going to toss it in all the way across in front of the McConaughey bench. Receiving the basketball there is Grady Carpenter. He's on the dribble. 17 seconds left. He's in the front court. He's got the 5-second call close there. He got away from it. They're picking to Aiden Toles. Connor Hassan going to go around the outside the arc. Wouldn't go. 3-point land. Trying to get the ball back there. Shot wouldn't go for 14. Maven, long shot to buzzer, was behind the buzzer at the end of one quarter. Blue Devils 24. Braves 12. Again, we thank you for listening. PutMeInSports.com. Making this game possible is Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. Lisa Soaked Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Soaked Bear, 6321 Sheets, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Soaked Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. So, alternate arrow possession, going to get this ball to McConaughey. They'll bring it in from across the center court right here from the scores bench, brought in by Braden Bedford. Bauer Maple is going to bring it across the sideline, outside the arc. Three-point shot on the way, short off the rim, wouldn't go. Braden Bedford, rebound secured by McConaughey. Going to go baseline drive, going to try to get the block. Not going to come up with the ball. Going to get more arms than anything. That's Grady Carpenter going to pick up the foul. Going back to the foul stripe is going to be number 25, Josiah Ball. He's a 6'4 freshman. As mentioned, the foul whistled on Grady Carpenter. He's got one. Team foul number 4 for the Blue Devils. First shot rimmed around, fell off. Wouldn't go. Substitution back in the ballgame, Nate Powell, number 21. Senior for a senior, taking a breather right there is Aiden Toll, 23. Second shot going to be awarded right here. Josiah Ball. Isaac Plyzett got that one. He got the back end of a two-shot foul. Ball's going to cross the timeline on the dribble right there. Walk pace. Carpenter, he'll pick up the pace now at midcourt. He's being picked up there, guarded closely by Hayden Maven. They're working around behind the arc. Dish it down low to Toll. To Nate Powell, turnaround jumper, wouldn't go. Guys on board, second shot, wouldn't go either. Back the other direction. The Braves with the basketball behind the arc. They'll move it back to Maple. Out top to give the ball to Hayden Maven. Guarding the basketball there, they'll be screened off. Good screen by Trace Armstrong. Outside the arc, they'll take a shot. Three-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Hayden Maven. Back the other direction. Carpenter on the dribble. He'll dish it out top. Try to get it to number 11 right there, Nolan Swan. Swan makes the pass in front of the Braves bench. It's double tip. Last tip was off of the Blue Devil. We're going to give the ball back to them Braves. Braves in the front court. Hayden Maven dishes it out top. He gets the ball back. Left elbow extended. They're moving around the perimeter with Bauer Maple. They get the ball back. Go back to Maven. Keeping that ball away from the Blue Devils. Behind the line right there, the dish-end elbow. That's number 11, Braden Bechner. Out top to move the basketball around the perimeter. Thought about a shot there. That's Hayden Maven. He'll dribble in. It's going to be a blocking foul. Blue Devils. Blue Devils going to pick up number 5 here in the first half. 6:24 left. 24-13. Blue Devils by 11. It started out to a 21-0 advantage in this ballgame. Going to be brought in left of the baseline. To the paint. Spin move for Maven. Off the glass. Got the bucket. Hayden Maven. He averages 7.5 boards per ballgame. He leads the team in boards. Trace Armstrong right behind him with 5.5. 6:08 on the game clock. Front court with the Blue Devils. Jackson Money goes into it inside. Nate Powell. It'll be a bump foul. Pretty good sized young man right there, 23. Trace Armstrong, a 6'3" junior. Going to pick up his first foul in the ballgame. He's got one, team foul number 2. Blue Devils with 5 thus far here in the first half. 6 minutes left. Going to be tipped out of bounds. Going to stay down in the front court with the Blue Devils. Blue Devils going to bring it in left of the bucket. Going to trigger the inbound. It's going to be Nolan Swan, sophomore. He'll bring inside Jackson Money. He'll go off the glass. A little bit strong. Wouldn't fall. Rebound out of there. Across the timeline of the basketball, Braden Bechner. Over to right side, going to go baseline off the glass. Two-point bucket, good. That's 25, Josiah Ball. Josiah Ball averaging 8 points per ball game. 24-17. Ball's in the front court for the Blue Devils. They'll toss it down low. Nate Powell back to Jackson Money. Here go baseline, back to Cole. Shooting. Powell gets it off down low. Sam Ridgway, reverse layup, good. Credit the assist to Nate Powell. 5:17 on the game clock. At top of the basketball, McConaughey Braves on the dribble, backpedal dribble, Braden Bechner. They'll work it there to 23, Trace Armstrong. Back to Armstrong, he's on the dribble, elbow right side. Outside, my guy with a step. Going to be a call right here. I think they're going to call an offensive foul. I think Coach Tim Maven might have thought he was moving. And I can't say that I differ with him. Ball's going to go back to Tipton. That foul's whistled on 23, Trace Armstrong. He's got two. Team foul number three in the first half. They're working down low. Tim Ridgway passing down low to paint. Nate Powell. And we're moving around the perimeter. 3-point shot off the mark. Way to go for Grady Carpenter. Going to be a foul whistled offensively on the board. They're going to whistle this one. Offensive foul. They're going to call this on Powell. Nate Powell picked up number two in the ballgame. Team foul number six. Next common foul for the Blue Devils. Going to put McConaughey at the free throw line. They're going to bring it in from the backcourt. McConaughey crossing the sideline, Bauer, Maple. Where's number three? They're working down low. Working the baseline. Pass it back out. Drive it in. With number three, Braden Bechner. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Bauer, Maple. They're going to whistle a foul on the rebound. A lot of whistles in this ball game. We hope it doesn't dictate the game and in the second half. 26-17, they're going to whistle this foul on McConaughey, number 20, Brennan Bailey. Brennan Bailey picks up his first team foul, number 4. As mentioned, the Blue Devils with 6 here in the first half. 4:20 left to 26-17 advantage for the Blue Devils. So we're down low, Aiden Cole. He went hard to the hoop. He got fouled hard. He gets right back up. Getting to medium five, he'll go to the foul stripe. He'll shoot two. Whistle the foul on Josiah Ball, number 25. 6'4 freshman, he's got one. Key foul number 5, Aiden Toll going to shoot two. Toll looking for his first free throw make of the season. He gets it right there. He's 1-for-3. Gets the medium five there. He'll get one more. 27-17, a 10-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Second shot for Aiden Toll. Good. You got both of them. He's shooting 50% on the season. 28-17, 4:10 left. Pressure in the backcourt for the Blue Devils. Trying to get the ball across the sideline. Bauer going to pass it to the frontcourt to break the press. Braden Bechner. They're working back around. Touches the hands of Brennan Bailey. Out top to Maple. They're moving around the perimeter. Back out top, 3-point shot on the way, got it. Credit the bucket, number 11, Braden Bechner. Bechner, a 6-foot senior, gets the 2-point bucket. Jackson Money, the other way, with elbow left side in the wing, couldn't get the bucket. Back the other direction, 28-20. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, good. Left elbow extended. McConaughey Braid, that's Hayden Maven. They've been trying to reach that 20-point plateau, averaging 20 per game. They've played two games. Reverse, going to spin out there. I'll stop to get it to Aiden Cole. With the dribble on the cross the back, you go baseline off the glass. The freshman, Grady Carpenter for two, off the glass. 30-23, a 7-point advantage for the Blue Devils. On the dribble, back pedal dribble, number 11, Braden Bechner. The dishes behind the arc, touches the hands, and Josiah Ball. Now back out top on the dribble, Hayden Maven. To get it back to Bechner, they move it out top. On the dribble now, Josiah Ball, elbow right side, who takes this corner. 3-point shot, rims around, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Brennan Bailey. Bryn Bailey on the season. He's averaging 2 points per game, looking for that three. Blue Devils in the front court, in the paint, off the glass, wouldn't go. That was Nate Powell. Rebound out of there, secured by Josiah Ball. To the front court now, on the dribble in the paint. Going to be a block shot. Simultaneous possession, going up for the shot, Brendan Bailey. And a pretty good block shot right there, Nolan Swan. He jumped. Let's double check there. Nolan Swan, pretty good simultaneous jump. They locked it up. Alternate possession arrow goes to Tipton. Brought in by Nolan Swan. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Graydon Carpenter on the dribble. He's working right there against 14. Hayden Maven. They'll bring it back out top. Nolan Swan back pedal dribble. 2 minutes left here in the second quarter. They'll dish it down low. Get it into Nate Powell in the paint. Nate took the jump shot. Wouldn't get it. But he'll go through the foul line. Fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to whistle this foul on 14. Hayden Maven. Hayden Maven picks up his first foul in the ballgame. Both teams now with 6 here in the first half. Nate Powell at the stripe. First shot rims around. Wouldn't go. Nate Powell working on those free throws. He stepped to the line tonight. 7 for 15. He's 7 for 16 now. He gets the ball again. He'll get one more. 30. 23. Tipton in front. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured by Josiah Ball. To the front court. Maple. He'll dish it back. He'll get it to Maven. Back to Josiah. Josiah's going to dish it off. He'll reset the offense. They'll work at right side with Dexter. He'll drive the lane. He'll take a floater. He'll get it. That's a 10-foot floater right there. He got the bucket, and he'll shoot one. Fouls whistled on 23. That's Aiden Toll. Aiden Toll going to pick up his first foul in the ballgame. Team foul number 7. One shot right here. And Coach Maven talking to the remainder of his 4 over there at a huddle in front of the scores bench. 3-point play, good. Credit the bucket. And the 3-point play, number 11, Braden Bessner. 30 to 26. They've cut the lead. A 17-point lead. They've cut it to 4. Working it right side with the basketball. Out top, Grady Carpenter. Back to Hassan. Hassan by behind the arc, back to Carpenter. Back to Hassan, he's open. Left-handed shot. Rimmed out long, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Controlled by 14, Hayden Maven. To the corner, baseline drive. At number 20, Brendan Bailey out top with the pass. Shot wouldn't go. Credit that shot. The shot wouldn't go for Hayden Maven. But the Braves rebound the basketball offensively. Driving in off the glass. A bit strong right there, Brendan Bailey. Rebound secured by Tipton, back the other direction. Hassan pitching it around. Could be tipped away and stolen by the Braves. Behind the back play right there. Credit the play to Braden Bittner. Bittner just checking to see if this crowd was alive. And a pretty good move behind the back to go up for the layup. 30 to 28 in the paint. 2 points down for the go for Nolan Swan. Rebound out of there. The Braves driving hard to the hoop. Got the bucket. 14, Hayden Maven ties the ball game at 30. 13 seconds left. Blue Devils going to cross the timeline. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. 7 seconds. Going to throw the ball away. Going to be stolen by the Braves. And Nolan Swan going to reach in and commit the foul with the ball in front of him on the drive. 30 to 30. McConaughey Gray is going to have the opportunity to go in ahead on at a halftime. 3.4 left. Free throw. First one, good. 1-1. He'll get the second one at the stripe is Braden Bexner. Bexner enters the ballgame at 60% at the stripe. 6 for 10. Here's the second shot. 32-30. McConaughey in front. 3.4 left. Could be a long shot to buzzer. Nope. Going to get the shot away. Couldn't get it away. Last shot to buzzer. Left right elbow extended. Wouldn't go anyway. Aiden Cole took the shot that the buzzer sounded. McConaughey Braves in front, 32-30. We're at halftime. Pretty good ball game in the works. Blue Devils did jump out to a 21-0 advantage. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and trucks. You can call us at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. You can check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find us, take Howard Street west off of State Road 19 right here in Arcadia. We are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. That's AGM Auto. And then we thank them for sponsoring. And then we got a halftime guest going to come up and chat with us. Say, why we're going to talk to Curtis Hyde. That's Curtis Hyde, H-Y-D-E. He's a JV basketball coach. JV basketball coach for the McConaughey Braves. So we'll talk to him right now. I say, what a ball game, 21-0, and now you guys are up a two. It's a heck of a change of events, huh? But, of course, it's the difference. Tipton came out ready to play. We did. Once we settled in, kind of found a little bit of a groove, flow of the game changed. Now we just got to maintain that level of energy and effort.
That sounds good. I tell you what, were you a graduate in 2010?
Yes, sir, I was.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
Yes, it seems like a long time ago when you say it like that. And I know it was just about 10, 11 years ago, but it feels like my legs were much younger then. We'll put it that way.
I tell you what, my son, TJ, probably had a good time with you. But I got to mention, we'll start this up right now. Back then, 2010, you guys were in the Husky team. Huskies were handing it to you up at least 25 after the first half, and you guys come back just like you did here tonight, and you come back and you get the win.
Yeah, that's, still to this day, that's probably one of my most exciting games that I've been a part of. They were really putting it to us, and similar to this, like you said, you got to settle in, find your rhythm, show your maturity, and just find a way to get yourself back into the game. Anything can happen at the end. You just got to put yourself in a position to be successful.
So what's coming in for you there, we're having a good time. We're up and about you. I was watching you play. You were the point guard, were you not?
Two guard.
Two guard, you were right there. I tell you what, you got a steal at the end of the game. You took it coast to coast, and at 6 feet tall, you slam dunked it left-handed.
Yeah, like I said, my legs were much younger then than what they are now. But, yeah, and that was actually a little generous. I talked my coach into putting me at 6 foot on the roster, but I was actually only 5'10". But I can now, looking back at it now, it'll look better than it said 5'10 on the roster.
I tell you what, I believe I talked to your dad that night, didn't I?
I imagine so. It was a proud moment, we'll put it that way. Very proud moment.
Hey, when you were at McConaughey, did you play any other sports?
I played football my senior year, but other than that, it was, my focus was basketball. I was three sports growing up, basketball, baseball, football, but basketball was kind of always my passion, always my drive. But
I tell you what, your football coach, Cook Hartman, I interviewed him a couple times, Kelly. He was great. But one time I called him on a Saturday because I was trying to work up an interview with him, and he answered the phone on a Saturday at school.
Man, that's surprising, isn't it? Get a coach after hours like that? I guess that speaks a little bit to his character and his work ethic that they're putting in the time.
Yeah, but I'm going to ask you, are you a married man?
No, I'm engaged.
That's great. How long have you been engaged?
right at a year now. It'd be a year into this month.
You want to share her name?
Yes, her name is Crystal Bowes.
I tell you what, nothing you can do better than that.
No, I'm very happy. In a very good spot in my life, and been very fortunate to be where I am today.
Okay, do you have a date planned yet?
We don't. We were planning on doing it this last fall, but with all the COVID restrictions and how everything just kind of, we just had a child together, baby Layla Ann Hyde, and so right now we're just kind of taking that in stride, and we'll have our day together someday, but right now it's about her.
That's great. That's great. I saw you a couple years ago in this gym. I wasn't broadcasting, but I talked to you, and I saw your name and just taking notes. I thought, my goodness, that's that guy that Slim Duncan at the Husky game.
Yeah, it's kind of coming full circle. Like I said, I've been very fortunate. Coach Maven gave me an opportunity with the program 3 years ago, and I've been lucky enough to hold on to it. A good program, great group of people, and even better kids. We've got a very special group of kids. They're very hard workers. I guess that's kind of the best way to describe them. They come in, they put in the work every day, sometimes on Fridays, Saturdays, and I guess on a Tuesday. It doesn't always show, but they're a very special group of kids, and very proud of what we have going on with Sonic Ball basketball right now.
I tell you what, I watched quite a bit of that JV game. You guys got a pretty good fight to win tonight over Tipton. But I would be amiss if I didn't say that your JV team could probably beat some varsity team.
Well, that's quite the compliment. I'll have to be a little bit more reserved than that. We got a lot of work to do. We have a lot of potential, and we have a lot of ability. If they come in and keep grinding every day, they've got a chance to be very special with the JV teams that are around here. That's for sure.
Other than you, Tim Maven, the head coach, Rex Bittner, assistant, Tyler Bradley, and Dakota Hearts, the team. Your head coach and Rex Bittner, they got a couple of points.
Yes, sir, they do. I got two seniors, Braden Bester and Hayden Maven. They're part of that special group that I was telling you about. They've kind of grown into a leadership role. I don't think they really wanted it, but they're growing into it. They're both very soft-spoken individuals. They're not that get-in-your-face and rile you up. They're more of a lead-by-example group, and they're kind of growing into that leadership role, and they've done a pretty good job of it.
Well, you're 1-0 in the conference. You're sectional. It's pretty loaded. But it's back in the college ball here.
Yeah, our sectional it's going to be tough. Year in, year out. Since I've been a part of it, that sectional has been very tough, whether it's been Lake, whether it's been Peru and Western. I mean, just year in, year out. It's a very tough sectional to come out on top of.
I tell you what, Curtis, I'm glad you accepted this interview. I appreciate you more than you'll know.
I appreciate the opportunity. It was good talking with you.
I wish you the best, and I hope the marriage works out. I'm sure it will. Make sure it does.
I hope so. I got to put in as much work in that as I do basketball, huh?
It'll be fine. If she loves you and you love him, he loves her, it's going to work out fine.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is total. He played basketball for McConaughey. I was most impressed with his basketball skills back in 2010. He was playing against my son TJ, Austin Weatherford, Nick Hartley. But the Huskies had a pretty decisive lead in that ball game. That's 11 years ago, but McConaughey came back, took the lead, won the game. And Curtis Hyde got a tip steal. He chased it down. Nobody around him. He slam dunks it. Left hand. He's a lefty. And he's as he mentioned, about 5'10". That's a pretty good climb. That's about like a Gus Edgerton. Blessed with the ups. So the clock's rolling down. That was a nice interview. I'm glad he said yes. Pretty good guy. Curtis Hyde. McConaughey JV coach. We're making this game is also in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker.
Blue Devil Boilermaker, a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana, to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2021 Tipton Blue Devils. Also be brought in, McConaughey. On the dribble, it's Maple, who takes it to the front court to get the ball back. Throwing the ball back and forth right here is Braden Kessler and Bauer Maple behind the arc. Touches the hands of Mike Josiah Ball, now back outside. Looking for the good shot. Second half, going to decide the winner. 32-30 at halftime. Braves go to halftime up, and now they're up by five. Three-point shot from the right corner baseline. Credit the shot, Braden Bexner. 35-30. Blue Devils in the front court. On the dribble crossover, a Jackson Money. Back out free throw line, Grady Carpenter back to Nate Powell to move the ball back out top. Nolan Swan on the dribble. They go baseline. They go reverse layup. Shot ready to go. Rebound, Josiah Ball. Back the other direction. The Braves. On the dribble, Bauer Maple. To the corner, three-point shot, ready to go. Turnaround jumper on the rebound. Hayden Maben couldn't get the three. Back the other direction, three-point shot from the left corner baseline, ready to go for Jackson Money. Rebound secured. Nate Powell went hard to the hoop. He's going to get fouled in the act of shooting. They'll go to the stripe right there. Might have took a hand to the face right there. A foul's going to be whistled on McConaughey, 25, Josiah Ball. He picks up number two, team foul number one, second half. First shot, hard off the rim, wouldn't go for Nate. You'll get one more. You got 10 seconds to release the ball, no big hurry. 35-30, 6:45 left. Got the second one. Pretty much a line drive right on the money. Got a back end of a two-shot foul. 35-31. Ball's in the front court. McConaughey Braves from the corner. He'll get that one. Three-point shot good for 14. Hayden Maben. The 38-31 contest. Going to be stolen in the front court from Tipton. Hayden Maben can go hard off his glass. Got the bucket. Two-point bucket. Right there. Going to be a timeout called by Coach Cliff Hawkins, 40-31, a 9-point advantage for the Braves, 6:15 left. We're in the third quarter. And again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, when you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're at the south edge of Noblesville, 1708 South 8th Street. You can call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26 feet dock trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Penske Truck Rentals. The Penske name says a lot. We brought in from the backcourt on the dribble. Nolan Swan crossing the timeline. Being picked up right there by Braden Bessner. They're working left side, Jackson Money. They're working down low. Going to be a foul called. Nate Powell going hard in the hoop there in the paint. He'll go to the stripe, shoot again. They're going to whistle this foul and show Josiah Ball. He picks up number three. I take that back. That's Trace Armstrong. Trace Armstrong picking up the foul. He's got three. Team foul number two. First shot would go for Nate Powell. They get one more. Last time, got the back end of a two-shot foul. 40-31. Got that one. Now it's 40-32. Time out in the action. Subs in the ballgame. We're going to see number 20, Brennan Bailey, in the ballgame. Taking a breather is number 23, Trace Armstrong, with three fouls. 5:55 left during the third quarter. 40-32. McConaughey in front. They're working through the corner. Brennan Bailey back out top. Let's start the offense again. That's number 11, Braden Bettner. They go to the corner. It's going to be a blocking foul. We're going to whistle this one on Aiden Cole. Braden Bettner pretty much had the advantage there. Aiden Cole moving his feet. Braden Bettner kind of pushed on him and got the call. So they'll bring it in front of the bench here. McConaughey brought in by Bettner with the basketball. Maven gets the ball back from outside. Josiah Ball gets the ball back inside the arc at the two, almost the three, but Josiah nothing but net. 42-32. Braves with a 10-point advantage. Aiden Cole going to bounce one inside to Nate Powell outside the paint. He'll kick it back out. Three-point shot. Good. Aiden Cole from three-point land. Cuts the lead to 7. 42-35 in the front court on the dribble. Working right there is Bettner. He'll kick it back out. Three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Hayden Maven. Back the other direction with the basketball in the front court. Noah Swan, and we'll get there to Grady Carpenter. Back to Swan. To the corner. Try it again. 2-3-4 shot. Good. Two in a row from the same spot. Aiden Cole, three-point bomb. 42-38. Cuts the lead to 4. Braves by 4 with the ball in the front court. Going to dribble in the paint. You'll take a floater. Got it. That's Braden Bettner. Bettner got a two-pointer, floater in the lane. 44-38. Left side, behind the arc. With the basketball, that's Maverick Conway. Shot outside, Grady Carpenter would go. Rebound the basketball, Nate Powell. Couldn't get the shot. I think they're going to call this one on Josiah. They are. Josiah Ball going to pick up his third here. And at the free throw line, it's going to be Nate Powell. Nate Powell got to start making those free throws. He's leaving money on the table by not hitting his free throws. First shot rings around, fell off. His elevation, not a lot. Probably could afford to get some more loss on it. Back in the ballgame, number 23, Trace Armstrong going to re-enter the lineup with three fouls. Setting down the three fouls from McConaughey, Josiah Ball. Second shot, got that one. Nate Powell, back into the two-shot foul. 44-39. 5-point advantage for the Braves. Ball in the front court, Brennan Bailey. Dish it outside the arc right there, 14. Hayden Maven behind the arc, going to drive in, and Power going to get his shot blocked by Carpenter. Going back the other direction. With the basketball, Aiden Cole in the balcony in. Teammate, classmate, got it. In the paint, Nate Powell, credit, a good assist from Aiden Cole. Going to go baseline on the drive. Might have got away the step, but just inside, Trace Armstrong went up with a shot, got fouled. He'll get two. Trace Armstrong, I did talk to him before the JV game. I said, you know, there's a Chicago Bear by the name of Trace Armstrong. He said, yes, he knew. I don't think he was old enough to remember Trace Armstrong playing for the Bears. First shot rings around, would go for Armstrong. They get some median fives, encouragement right there on the lane. 3:35 on the game clock. 44-41. Braves by 3. Armstrong's second shot is good. Rims around off the backboard and falls in. 45-41. Braves in front. 3-point shot. Rims around. Where'd he go? Shot taken by Maverick Callaway. Rebound. Aiden Cole lost the handle, going back the other direction. Maple transition to the corner. He'll drive in. Back outside the arc is Maple. They can get outside and move it to the opposite corner. Right corner baseline, crossover through the legs, dribbling the basketball there, saving it from going over and back. Right there is Maple. Outside the arc, 3-point shot on the way, got it. 14, Hayden Maven. Maven for three, 48-41, back to a 7-point advantage for the Braves. 2:50 left. First court, I should say, we're in the front court right there. We're in the third quarter. High dribble to pick it back up. Aiden Cole pitched it off to Nolan Powell. We're going to call an offensive foul. We're going to call an off-the-ball foul here. We're going to get the ball back to the Braves. It's going to be a turnover in the book. Fouls whistled 23. Aiden Cole, he picked up number three. Both teams, three fouls here in the second half. 48-41. Ball's in the front court. Maple on the dribble. Bauer Maple out top to Maven. He'll lose the handle. He gets the handle back. Ball can be a tie-up right there on the surface. Tie-up. Nolan Swan locks it up with Brennan Bailey. Alternate possession arrow gives it back to Tipton. 48-41. 2:28 left in the third quarter. Long bounce pass into Maverick Conway. He'll get it back to the point guard. Nolan Swan going to walk across the timeline. He'll work to the left side. He'll bounce pass out top behind the arc to Aiden Cole. He'll work it right side around the perimeter to Conway. Back to Cole. He'll dish it down inside. Nate Powell. Inside out play. 3-point shot on the way. Got it. Nolan Swan. 3-point shot for the sophomore. 48-44, a 4-point advantage for the Braves. Trying to make the pass, got deflected. It's stolen away right there. Good effort by Maverick Conaway. He hit the floor, but a foul called prior to. They're going to whistle this foul on Power Maple. He lost the handle, lost the ball. Usually when that happens, you want the ball back real fast, and sometimes you get the foul. He got the foul right there. He's got two in the ballgame. Team foul number four. Blue Devils with three. Lost the handle. It'll be an over and back call. Going to give the ball back to McConaughey. So they'll bring it in from midcourt. Trace Armstrong going to bring it in for the Braves. He's going to toss it in to Bauer Maple. He's going to walk across the timeline. It'll be picked up top of the circle right there by Nolan Swan. He'll dish it right side behind the arc. Touches the hands of Bechner. Back out top. To move the basketball to Armstrong. To the corner. Number 11, Bechner. Braden Bechner. He'll dish off. Teammate. Beside the lane. Shot going to go. That was Bechner. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Ball's rebounded in the backcourt by Tipton. It's going to be a foul called on the Braves. This foul is going to be whistled on number 11, Braden Bechner. He'll pick up his first foul in the ballgame. Can be brought in from the backcourt. Blue Devils. Brought in by Conaway. On the dribble, Nolan Swan. 48-44. Braves in front. Blue Devils with the ball in the front court. It was tipped. He can retrieve it. They're going to say it was last touch by Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan let it go on out of bounds. He thought it was last touch on by McConaughey. Well, Braves. You have a sub coming in the ballgame. Connor Hassan. Hassan, number 20, going to re-enter the ballgame, taking a breather for the Blue Devils. Number 3, Grady Carpenter. Going to be brought in from the side court, right there in the front court by Armstrong. To Bauer Maple, back to Armstrong. He'll hand off right there. They're working around the perimeter. With the basketball right there, Brennan Bailey. Going to be a foul call. Lots of fouls happening in this game. The fourth quarter. Gonna be interesting. The whistle that foul on 23, Aiden Cole. He picked up number 4. He'll set down. Blue Devils enter the ballgame with number 20, Connor Hassan. They're working down low on a bounce pass. That's Hayden. He'll turn around, jumper wouldn't go off the glass. Hayden Maven couldn't get the catch it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Braves. Can be brought in 84 feet away. Brought in by Jackson Money on the dribble. Crossing the timeline is number 11, Melvin Swan, picking up a screen from Nate Powell, going in off the glass, couldn't get it. Powell gets the bucket. He got the board and put it back up. Nate Powell for two, and he'll have an opportunity for a three-point play. So they're going to whistle this foul on number three, Bauer Maple. He picked up number three in the ballgame. Team foul number six for Makonikwa. Blue Devils going to shoot the rest of the way. 37.8 left. We're in the third quarter. Three-point play is good for number 21, Nate Powell. Checks the lead to one. 48-47, balls in the front court, 30 seconds left. Makonikwa Braves on the dribble. That's 14, Hayden Maven. Hayden Maven out front of the scores bench. Deep in the front court. Crossing over. 16 seconds left. Working against him is Connor Hassan. Crossover dribble. Trying to keep that 6 foot distance on the dribble. To the corner. 3-point shot. Got it. Number 11, Braden Bittner. 3 seconds left. Going to be a half court. Longer. Wouldn't go. Shot the buzzer with Nolan Swan. Wouldn't fall. We'll go to the end of three quarters. Makonikwa Braves, 51. Gifted Blue Devils, 47. Again, we thank you for listening. We thank our sponsors. We're mentioning TricksandFishers.com since 1983. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers at 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Christian Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street. And the second one is Christian Noblesville. That's right there on Highway 32. I should say State Road 32 between Westfield and Noblesville at 2400 Westfield Road. You can explore their quality used car inventory. They have cars, trucks, and SUVs. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. Taking the end of the basketball, it's going to belong right there. It belongs to the Makonikwa Braves. Half court will be brought in by Trace Armstrong. They're dishing in the backcourt slightly to Bauer Maple. He'll walk the ball up. They'll take him out top as Nolan Swan. He'll dish it down low, Brennan Bailey. They'll find a lower path right there. They go up the shot on the glass. Shot when he goes. He'll shoot two. Taking a shot there with 14, Hayden Maven. They go to the foul line. The foul's going to be whistled. Number 20, Connor Hassan, going to pick up number three in the ballgame. That's five on the Blue Devils. As mentioned, six for Makonikwa. First shot rims around and falls in. At the stripe is 14, Hayden Maven. He started this ballgame at 73%. He's done better than that now. He gets the second one also. 53-47, a six-point lead for the Braves. Crossing the sideline with the basketball. 7:42 left here in the fourth quarter. Nolan Swan working around outside the arc. Jackson Money. He's trying to go down low with it. It's intercepted, stolen by the Braves. Bauer Maple on the dribble. They'll dish it behind the arc. Back panel dribble. Braden Becker to the corner. 3-point shot. Rims out short off the rim. A shot taken by Hayden Maven. Ball carries out of bounds. Last touch by the Braves. Back in the ballgame. We're going to see number 25, Josiah Ball. Taking a breather at 20, Brennan Bailey. Going to be a timeout called. Going to be a 30-second timeout called. Tipton Blue Devils. 53-47, 7:16 left. We're in the fourth quarter. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Shop us online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, and plaques. Fast turnaround. prices low. So low, you'll want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 317-773-7391. Balls brought in by a song to the hands of Swan. They're working left side behind the arc to Jackson Money. They go to free throw line, driving the lane there. Grady Carpenter shot off the mark. Where'd he go? Rebound secured by Josiah Ball across the timeline. He'll get it around the maple. They'll get it back to number 14, Hayden Maven with the basketball. They'll dish it back to Josiah Ball. Around the perimeter, touches the hands of Trace Armstrong. Backpedal dribble number 11, Braden Dexter. Working the right side to Maple. Behind the arc, moving the basketball. 14, Hayden Maven. They're working around the perimeter. Now top is Maple. He'll take it through the corner. One side baseline. That was number 11, Braden Dexter. Three-point shot. Where'd it go? That was Maple. Rimmed out. Rebound Gibson. Back the other direction, Jackson Money. Spin move in the paint. Turnaround jumper, got the bucket. Jackson Money, a good move for two. 53-49, a four-point leader are the Braves. 6:07 left. We're in the fourth quarter. Tipton High School on the dribble out top. 14, Hayden Maven. He'll dish it off. Teammate Braden Dexter. Here go baseline. Couldn't get rid of it. Wanted to foul. No foul called. Back the other direction, bounce pass, good, Jackson Money, left side off the glass, credit, a very good bounce pass from Swan, out top of the basketball, 53-51, 5:35 left. Coach Maven, scouting out some directions, Trace Armstrong, out top, crossover dribble through the legs, Maple, goes out of bounds. Probably got away the foul there. Looks like Swan might have bumped him. Ball went out of bounds. I don't know who it was out on, but the official was going to give it to the Braves because of the no foul. Could be a 30-second timeout on the floor. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. That's Sign Production since 1985. You can reach them by phone 317-984-3765 or by cellular phone and text messaging 317-946-2424. It's going to be inbound right in front of us. Braves bench. Officials going to ask Power Maple to tuck the shirt in. I'm sure it came out naturally. He's working son of a gun. I tell you what, he's going to tack it all in all the way around. Trace Armstrong going to trigger the inbound. 5:25 left in the fourth quarter. Looking to get it in, does so. Right in front of him. Gets in number 11, Braden Bessner. He'll work it out top to Josiah Ball on the dribble. He'll dish it inside. Maven back out to Ball. He'll go left side. He's trying to go off the glass. Got the bucket. He went left side off the glass. Right-handed layup. He earned the shot here. He'll get one more. He got the bucket for two. 55-51. 5:11 left during the fourth quarter. That foul whistle on Tipton. Number 20, Connor Herstong. He's got four. A three-point play is good for Josiah Ball. Aiden Toll back in the ballgame. He's got four. Setting down with four is Connor Herstong. 55-51. I take that back. 56-51. A five-point leader are the Braves. Long three-point shot. Short off the rim would go for Swan. Back the other direction. With the board off the glass. Power Maple for two. 58-51. 4:45 left here in the fourth quarter. A seven-point advantage for McConaughey. They're working back around it. Working to the free throw line. Back pedal dribble now. Grady Carpenter. The spin move. They go back in the paint. They'll take a 12-footer. Might have got away with a bit of an arm there. No call. back the other direction with the basketball outside Power Maple. Behind the arc, 3-point shot on the way, got it. Clears the bucket, number 11, Braden Dexter. Timeout called. Gibson Blue Devils, 61-51, 4:19 left here in the fourth quarter. And what a ball game. We'll mention, tournament coming up right after Christmas, December 28th or 29th. Monrovia Tournament. That's the Bulldog Holiday Classic. There are 8 teams involved. The first round will be like this. The first game will be Tri-West at Monrovia at 9 a.m. Second game, Mitchell at Southwestern at 10:30 a.m. Third game will be Danville versus Greenwood Christian at noon. And the Blue Devils will play game 4 versus Milan at about 1:30 p.m. We'll mention game 7 will be the loser of game 4 versus the loser of game 3 at 6 o'clock on the 28th. At 7:30 on the 28th, it will be the game number 8. It will be game 4, the winner, versus the game 3 winner. And on December 29th, there will be 4 ball games, and they will be for placement. There will be a 3 p.m., a 4:30 p.m., a 6 p.m., and 7:30 contest will be for first or second place in the tournament. They bring it in from the backcourt. Blue Devils on the dribble in the front court, Nolan Swan. They're working through the corner. They're working inside. Nate Powell. Turnaround jumper. In the paint. Shot ready to go. Rebound secured. Right here. By 23. Trace Armstrong. Crossing the sideline with the dribble. Bauer Maple. Behind the arc. Touches the hands of Hayden Maven. They'll get to Maple. Kick it outside. 3-point shot. Good. Credit the bucket. Number 11. Braden Bettner. 64-51. Braden by 13. 3:44 left here in the fourth quarter on the dribble. As they shoot the corner, Nolan Swan going to be a foul call. Nolan Swan going to go to the stripe. He'll shoot the bonus. 1-1 for Nolan Swan. That's the 7th foul in the second half on McConaughey. They're going to whistle this foul on number 14, Hayden Maven. He picked up number 2. Free throw line. He'll get 2. Now he will get 2. Got the bonus. Got the first one. Nolan Swan, 64-52. You gotta make the buckets when the clock is stopped. Second shot rimmed around. Going to go rebound. Nate Powell. He'll bring it back out of the paint. They're all over him. Nope, they're going to call a foul, so Nate's going to go shoot the 1 and bonus. Nate, 6'4". Trace Armstrong, 6'4". They're talking to one another. It's a high school basketball game. Competitiveness, for sure. 64-52. 3:32 left here in the fourth quarter. Nate Powell has bounced a couple of times. Short off the rim, way to go. Rebound secured. McConaughey, Hayden Maven. Maven will take it across the timeline with a pass. He'll get the ball back for number 11, Braden Dexter. Double team right there on Maven. They're going to call a timeout. Coach Maven, Coach Tim Maven, going to call a timeout, try to save the possession. 64-52, 3:18 left here in the fourth quarter. And again, we thank you for listening. We thank sponsors for covering this ball game. We'll mention Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts. 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana. The south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. There's team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they're here to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts, south edge of Cicero. So they're back out on the floor. Second buzzer sounds. Can be brought in right by the scorer's bench right there. Left side of the McConaughey bench. Back in the game, Brennan Bailey tosses it to the backcourt. Tower Maple crossing the sideline with a pass. They get the ball back. They'll go to the corner. Josiah Ball back to Maven. They'll work it right there to Bailey out top to Maple. Tipped away on his pass. Going to be stolen and stays right there in the backcourt. Nate Talbot across the timeline on the dribble. They'll work it to the corner. Jack the money. They'll work it inside to Powell. Inside out play. Shot on the mark. Well, just rimmed around. Fell off for Jack the money. Rebound. Braves. Going to be a foul whistled in the backcourt. They're going to call this one on Swan. Nolan Swan going to pick up the personal. Team foul number 7. Braves going to go to the strike, shoot the 1-1. It's going to be number 14, Hayden Maven. Maven going to shoot the 1-1 bonus. That foul whistled on Nolan Swan. He picked up number 3. 2:45 on the game clock. First one good. He'll get one more. 65-52. 13-point advantage for McConaughey. 2:45 left. He got both of them. They brought in for the backcourt. Nate Powell brings it in to Nolan Swan crossing the sideline. They go to the corner with it. Shot on the way from Carpenter. Way to go. Ball's loose. Going to be picked up. A long carry right there by Aiden Toll. He'll dish it inside. 2-point bucket good for Carpenter. Credit a great pass from Aiden Toll. 66-54. 12-point advantage for the Braves. Having trouble getting across the timeline. Finally does. It'll be a bump foul right there. It's going to be whistled on 3, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter picks up his 2nd foul in the ballgame. Going to the foul stripe is going to be number 11, Braden Bessner. 6-foot senior. He'll work it right there. He'll work it right there. And Luff couldn't get the first one. Blue Devils with the rebound. Going to the front court. Aiden Toll, the handoff. To Nolan Swan, they'll work it down low. Nate Powell, turnaround. Jumper going to roll off the rim. Nolan Powell getting double-teamed right now whenever he touches the basketball. A foul whistled on Josiah Ball. He picked up number 4. So Nate Powell's going to shoot 2. First shot up, short off the rim, wouldn't go. He gets some medium size right there from Jackson Money. Encouragement is always good. 66-54. Short off the rim again. Way to go. Rebound Jackson Money. Money stays in the front court. Long 3-point shot. Good. Nolan Swan. That was NBA 23 feet. 66-57. Kind of reminds you of a Jay Rich. So we're through the front court. At top of the basketball. On the dribble, Josiah Ball. They're working in the front court right there, working it around. Maven with the basketball, a double team, it dishes off. Ball's nearly locked up there. Brennan, they call it jump ball. A lot of friction there, a lot of reaching in. They finally do call the jump ball, and the Blue Devils get the alternate arrow possession. 66-57. 9-point advantage for the Braves. 1:34 left here in the fourth quarter. Brought in to Nolan Swan from Aiden Toll. Crossing the timeline. He'll dribble right side. He'll dribble on in. He's at the corner. Shot at the corner. Good. For the freshman, Grady Carpenter. 66-60. 1:18 left. Having a hard time getting across the timeline. He'll be stolen. Going to go off the glass. Got the bucket. Nolan Swan with that left hand off the glass. The 4-point game. 1:04 left. The front court to sign a ball. He'll pass it down low. Bauer Maple shot wouldn't go in the paint. It's going to be a foul call. He's going to shoot the 1-1. And I believe Aiden Toll is going to walk to the other stripe. He'll shoot. Foul's going to be whistled on the Braves. 66-62. 56 seconds left. A foul whistled on Power Maple. He's got 4. Substitution after the first shot is going to be Trace Armstrong from McConaughey. 23. hole at the line rimmed around fell off. He was shooting 50% prior to that shot. He'll get one more. Double bonus in effect for the Blue Devils. Take a couple dribbles. They'll eye the next one. Fly it. Runs off long. When you go, fight for the board right there with Carpenter. They're going to whistle a foul on the rebound. The Braves are going to go to the other stripe. 66-62. 54.1 left. A foul's whistled on Aiden Cole when he picks up his fifth foul in the ballgame. He's standing over by the bench. He knows it. Checking back in the ballgame. Going to be number 20, Connor Hassong. Connor Hassong going to enter the ballgame. 6'3" junior. Aiden Cole nailed a couple corner baseline threes in the ballgame. He got the free throws. He played a good game. 66-62. First shot, Power Maple. Rims got it. Rims in right there, Power Maple. He'll get one more. 67-62. Braves by five. 54 seconds left. Second shot for Maple. Is good. Got both of them. 6-point ball game. Cross the timeline on a quick pace dribble right here. Nolan Swan to take a three. Left of center. Would go. Ball's high in the air on the carom. Ball's loose. There's locking up right there. It's going to be a jump ball, but it's going to belong to the Braves. But they get the ball back next time. Good jump ball situation right there. The Conic Wall Braves going to inbound it. They'll bring it 84 feet. 42.3 seconds left. 68-62. Braves by six. In the backcourt. Trying to get the ball loose. There's Nolan Swan. Double team there. Hassong helps him. I believe we're going to call a timeout. Timeout with Conquall. They'll call a 60-second timeout with 36.7 seconds left in the fourth. Double bonus each way from here on out. 68-62. Braves by six. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes there. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledgeable. That's Lisa Stokes there. Real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes there. Century 21 Sheets. Serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties. Since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes there, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Ball's going to be brought in by Connor Hassong in the backcourt. I take that back. He's going to guard the inbound. It's going to be brought in by the Braves. Tossed in the backcourt. Blue Devils all over them. Trying to get the ball across the timeline. Going to be a reach-in foul. Connor Hassong. The dribbler got behind, got in front of Connor Hassong. He reaches in, commits the foul. Going to put him at the stripe. He's going to shoot two. Connor Hassong going to exit the ball game with foul number five. Checking in the ball game for Connor going to be number two, Maverick Callaway. Back in the game for the Braves is number 23, Trace Armstrong. Taking a breather for the Braves is number 20, Brennan Bailey. At the foul line, shooting two, a double bonus for Braden Dexter. First shot, good. 69-62. 30.9 seconds remaining in regulation. 69-62. Second shot up and good also. Braden Betzner, two at the stripe. 70-62. 28 seconds left. Ball's in the front court. Here's a dish off to Swan. Swan going to dribble around. 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go for Maverick Callaway. Put back is good on the rebound. 21, Nate Powell. Going to be a timeout called by Tipton. 19.5 seconds remaining. 70-64, and they'll work it from right there. And we'll also mention this ball game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we can now restore your classic cars and your classic trucks. Call us at 317-984-5283. That's 317-984-5283. Check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. We're right off of Howard Avenue. Just take Howard Avenue, go west off of Highway 19 in Arcadia. We're behind the Arcadia ballpark. Ball brought in. Backcourt, Braves, going to be a foul immediately. Jackson. Jackson Money going to collect a foul. He's okay in the foul department. They're going to walk the distance. They're going to beat the double bonus. Back to the stripe for the Braves. It's going to be number 11, Braden Beckner. Jackson Money picks up his first foul in the ballgame. At the stripe, Beckner, first shot up and good. Braden Beckner back in the ballgame. Trace Armstrong, a little bit of offense defense right here. Taking a breather, Brennan Bailey. Beckner, second shot, also good. He brought in 84 feet, brought in to Carpenter. 15 seconds left. Going to throw out of bounds. Trying to feed the ball right here to Noah Swan on the baseline. Ball goes out of bounds at 72-64. Braves going to have the basketball on the Blue Devils baseline. You got to stand stationary. Can't move. You got a 3-foot box. 72-64. Brought in, foul immediately. Either Carpenter or Conaway. Find out. Double team right now. 12 seconds left. 72-64. Substitution. One moment here. He's going to set down. Going to be a double bonus. At the strike, number 14, Hayden Maven. Head coach's son. First shot good. 73-64, a 9-point advantage for the Braves. 12 seconds left. Second shot for Hayden Maven. Got both of them. Going to be brought in by Jackson Money. Brings it into Carpenter. Grady Carpenter going to take a long three. Short off the mark. When go rebound. Nate Powell off the glass. When go guys on board. The board again. Here's get the bucket. 74-66. The clock empties out. Final score. McConaughey Braves 74. Tipton Blue Devils 66. We'll mention next ball game on the agenda for McConaughey. They'll be at the Northwestern Tigers Friday night. 6 and 7:30 contest. We wish them well. The Blue Devils will be right here on Friday night, the 17th. They'll be here going against East Division foe, the Lewis Cass Kings. We thank you for listening. We thank my wife for sound check, and we hope you'll join us again on Friday night. Putney in Sports will be here for the Lewis Cass King Gifted Blue Devil ball game. No matter if you're home or away, doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.